This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Scientists say this is going to get worse. Much of the West is suffering through a brutal heat wave with temperatures of 117 and higher in places like Phoenix and Palm Springs, California. National Weather Service lead forecaster Bob Orvec.
We anticipate a lot of hot temperatures in the Southwest, a lot of record high temperatures going through the weekend. But as we get into the beginning of next week, it looks like the pattern will cool down a little bit. It'll still be very hot across the Southwest, but not quite as hot as we have seen over the past few days.
Experts who study drought and climate change say, though, that those living in the American West can expect to see more of the same in coming years. Nobody expected this. The number of Americans who applied for unemployment is up. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Jobless claims have been dropping most of the year, but went up last week by 37,000. That's despite an economy recovering from the pandemic faster than many expected. As more people venture out to spend money, businesses are scrambling to keep up with the demand and hire enough workers, often paying higher wages. But last month's hiring report showed many companies struggling to find enough would-be employees.
Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee, a Texas Democrat, says she'll be celebrating Juneteenth in Galveston. June 19th will be a federal holiday after President Biden signs the bill Congress is sending him, which he will do this afternoon. Juneteenth commemorates the day Union soldiers told slaves in Galveston, Texas, that they were free. A 14-year-old's been arrested in Jacksonville, Florida, after a 6-year-old boy shot and killed himself with a gun the older boy had left out, say authorities. Johnson County, Kansas health officials are warning thousands of residents to avoid a creek in the Overland Park area after a sewer line break. This is AP News. Three Chinese astronauts have arrived at China's new space station to begin a 3-month mission.
China has launched a 3-man crew to its new space station in its first manned mission in 5 years. Blasting off into bright blue skies with near-perfect visibility, the rocket headed into space from the Zhuquan Launch Center in northwestern China, on the edge of the Gobi Desert. The three astronauts traveling in the Shenzhou 12 spaceship docked with China's new Tianhe space station about 6 hours after takeoff. The two veteran astronauts and a newcomer making his first space flight will stay in the main living compartment of the core module for 3 months. The mission marks a milestone in the country's ambitious space program. I'm Karen Chamas.
More than 4 million people say they worry about being evicted or foreclosed on in the coming months. The federal eviction moratorium expires at the end of the month. The moratorium's kept many tenants from being tossed out of their housing. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.